שלום, אנחנו לומדים את מאמרו של בעל
הסולם. Hello, we are reading from Bala Sulam's article, The Freedom. We are now in the headline, Habit Becomes a Second Nature. We're reading from the Freedom article. You can find it in kabbalahmedia.info. Habit Becomes a Second Nature.
Yes, so here in this article, certainly not by chance, it is called The Freedom. So here Bala Sulam explains to us whether or not we have freedom and how we can change our nature so that what we received initially is not freedom. We are born already with all kinds of qualities, with all kinds of fulfillments, satisfactions. We're like a computer. I cannot work with the metal. There needs to be a pre-installed program and data, and not just data, but this data needs to be connected to some program, to some software. So everything I install in it will already, it will, through its own software, it will change it into all kinds of things. In other words, the one who programmed these things already set it up for me so that I will certainly come to a certain state. And if so, then where is my free choice? Where is my freedom? It's a big problem. Is there a free choice or not? So he is giving us a beginning into looking into these things, and we will continue looking into these things. So please, mister.
The freedom habit becomes a second nature. The third reason is a conduct of direct cause and effect, which affect the source and change it. Because the inherited tendencies in man have become concepts due to the environment, they operate in the same directions that these concepts define. For example, a man of frugal nature, in whom the tendency to stinginess has been turned into a concept through the environment, perceives frugality through some reasonable definition. Let's assume that by this conduct he protects himself from needing other people. Thus he acquired a scale of frugality, and when that fear is absent, he can waive it. It follows that he has changed substantially for the better from the tendency he had inherited from his forefathers. And sometimes one manages to completely uproot a bad tendency. This is done by habit, which has the ability to become a second nature. In that, the strength of man is greater than that of a plant. For wheat can change only in its own part, whereas man can change through the cause and effect of the environment, even in the general parts, meaning to completely uproot a tendency and invert it to its opposite.
In other words, the environment can push a person into such states where he will get rid of things that are seemingly bad or good, never mind, but he will change his habits so much so that through it his conducts will change entirely. The Creator sets these things up. Go on.
The fourth reason is a conduct of cause and consequence, cause and effect that affects the source by things that are completely alien to it and operates on it from the outside. This means that these things are not at all related to the source's growth conduct to affect it directly. Rather, they operate indirectly. For example, finances, burdens, or the winds, etc., have their own complete, slow, and gradual order of states by way of cause and effect that change man's concepts for the better or for worse. Thus, I have set up the four natural factors that each thought and idea that appears in us is but their fruits. Even if one were to sit and contemplate something all day long, he will not be able to add or to alter what those four factors give him.
Because he really did added up all the possibilities that can influence us, even those, the last one he mentions, these, then the third reason is habit, but the fourth reason is such causes that are not directly to us, but through other factors. They nevertheless operate on us. So, of course, in all those four factors, we are in all those factors and they change us. The question is, should we sort them, check them, and check which factor, to which factor each thing that operates on us, and in what way, directly, indirectly, how should we relate to it? Of course, we have no way to scrutinize them, clarify them, sort them scientifically, as in a laboratory or something. But rather, what we need to do is to work in general in relation to them. Meaning, if we work correctly in the connection between us, in the inclination to the connection between us, then we directly and indirectly change, organize all those factors in such a way that from a disturbance they become help, assistance. Go ahead.
Any addition he can add is in the quantity, whether a great intellect or a small one, but in the quality he cannot add one bit. This is because they are the ones that compellingly determine the nature and shape of the idea and the conclusion against our will. Without asking our opinion. Thus, we are at the hands of these four factors as clay in the hands of a potter.
Yes, this is our nature, which is divided into the inner nature, which each of us feels within him, and external, where we have many such forms like circles around us, or shells or spheres in which we exist, but we have no way to change these elements in any way, but only to organize ourselves how we are impressed and how we move through them. Owen, where are you?
In the headline, Free Choice.
Okay. So all the inner and outer factors, it doesn't matter for us how they are arranged. They all come from the upper force and pressure us from without and from within. And then what have we left to do? So let's see.
Rav, don't you want questions?
No. Let's read a bit more and then we'll ask.
Free choice. However, when we examine these four factors, we find that although our strength is not enough to face the first factor, the source, we still have the ability and free choice to protect ourselves against the other three factors by which the source changes in its individual parts, and sometimes in its general part as well, through habit, which endows it with the second nature, as explained above.
Yeah, we had a part where we discussed it, where habit becomes second nature. And here he wants to explain it to us. The environment is a factor whereby through the environment we can correct ourselves, we can become accustomed at participating in the environment and changing ourselves thus. So our habits will acquire the habits of the environment. We see it in humanity as well. A person who moves to a different environment where they behave differently, a different country, different language, he completely changes. He completely changes and he moves from his previous form to a new form. So let's see, the environment as a factor.
This protection means that we can always add in the matter of choosing our environment, which are the friends, books, teachers, and so on. It is like a person who inherited a few stalks of wheat from his father. From this small amount, he can grow many dozens of stalks through his choice of the environment for his source, which is fertile soil that it contains all the necessary minerals and raw materials that nourish the wheat abundantly. There is also the matter of the work of improving the environment, environmental conditions to fit the needs of the plant and the growth. For the wise will do well to choose the best conditions and will succeed. And the fool will take from whatever comes before him and thus turn the sowing to a curse rather than a blessing. Thus, all the praise and spirit depends on the choice of the environment in which to sow the wheat. But once it has been sown in the selected location, the wheat's absolute shape is determined according to the measure that the environment is capable of providing. So is the case with our topic. For it is true that the desire has no freedom. Rather, it is operated by the above four factors. And one is compelled to think and examine as they suggest, denied of any strength to criticize or change, as the wheat that has been sown in its environment. However, there is freedom for the will to initially choose such an environment, such books, and such guides that impart upon him good concepts. If one does not do it this, but is willing to enter any environment that appears before him and read any book that falls into his hands, he is bound to fall into a bad environment or waste his time on worthless books, which are abundant and more accessible. In consequence, he will be forced into foul concepts that make him sin and condemn. He will certainly be punished, not because of his evil thoughts or deeds in which he has no choice, but because they did not choose to be in a good environment. For in this, there is definitely a choice. Therefore, he who strives to continually choose a better environment is worthy of praise and reward. But here, too, it is not because of his good thoughts or deeds which come to him without his choice, but because of his effort to acquire a good environment which brings him these good thoughts and actions. It is as Rabbi Yeshua ben Parachia said, make for yourself a Rav and buy for yourself a friend.
Meaning, it's not so simple to connect with the true good environment, rather we have to invest a lot of effort and thought and a great deal of effort and discuss and study and decide how to build it in such a way that it will fit the Creator in a tighter and tighter way from the environment to the Creator. And then we are in this environment like in a ship. We reach the desired goal. This is not simple. We need to connect ourselves. Each one needs to connect himself with the environment, arrange the environment as a facility by which we can reach identification with the Creator. In other words, all the actions, all the connections in the environment will be according to the qualities of the Creator. And then we build him. As it's written, you have made me. In what? In connecting correctly according to spiritual laws between us from the corporeal world to the spiritual world. And all of it through the free choice in a good environment. Okay. PT 35.
How can we increase the influence of the environment on us? Sometimes it feels that the external environment overcomes.
No, I'm not talking about the external environment. I'm talking only about the 10.
How can I increase the influence of the 10 on me?
This is according to how much you bow down and you subjugate yourself before them, and how much you try to enter into them and together with them, not against their desire, but according to how each one brings their own power, you change the connection between you each time to a tighter connection that will resemble the Creator more, to such an extent that later you will begin to see how in the connection between you, you climb from Malchut to Yesod, to Hod, to Netzach, and so on and so forth. From below up.
You said that when you connect in the 10, it's according to the laws of nature, according to the qualities we build. What does that mean?
You connect in the 10 according to the forces of nature and the laws of nature, because the Creator ultimately is standing behind these actions, and he's giving us opportunities and such changes in each and every one and in the connection between us, that we would come to have connections like in a spiritual 10, where each and every one will discover that in each and every state he is serving as the 10th knot in the 10. the 10th connection, the 10th, and this way you advance.
Carmiel.
Thank you, Rav. The Creator created a created being that is cheap. What does He expect us to do with this quality?
Like all qualities, the quality of being stingy is not bad. It depends only on how you use it, like all qualities. So being stingy, being frugal, is good because he'll know how not to spread his resources thin, but to actually use them for the right goal.
But Baal HaSulam presents it as a negative quality.
It depends on what. There is no such thing as a negative quality. There's the way you use the quality. And each quality could be negative and positive.
Thank you.
Boker Or, by engaging in work in the 10, how many of these 4 states can the Creator help us change? Will He change our essence by means of prayer? Toda.
Of course, you're correct. Through the prayer, you can change anything. The thing is that how much can we change? We need to change only in one thing. Since all the changes were made by the Creator, and all the changes were made by the deficiency we are raising to Him. So as much as we can connect in revealing the deficiencies and raising them to the Creator through a prayer of many, by that, we obligate Him to correct us, to adapt us to Him. Okay? PT6.
Thank you. From the moment appointed the heart awakened and we entered the 10, are we evolving in a clear route like wheat, or every moment we have to sow ourselves again in the 10?
No, we don't have to plant ourselves again. We are in development, but the question is, during the development, can we accelerate it? Because sometimes there are situations where these seeds rot, and they don't rot in order to open inside of them and for a stalk to grow, but they simply rot right away.
What causes them to rot?
In such a way, in such a lifetime, such an environment, they cannot develop any further. This happens when a person derides his environment, disregards that he does not use the environment to absorb the right things. And he turns himself into a seed that rots away.
One more question. He talked about the habit becoming a second nature. This means that I don't change my nature, I only get accustomed to a new nature?
A habit becomes second nature when I acquire a new nature, and it becomes as my own nature.
What about my previous nature?
It goes deeper in. I cover it. This is called love covers all transgressions.
Can it jump back and overcome again?
Sometimes it depends on what correction you're in.
What causes the environment to change my bad qualities to become good?
As much as you are incorporated in the environment, you bow down before it. You allow them to control.
Control what?
This is called Arvut, mutual guarantee. You believe them, you give them your whole future.
What do I give them? What do I let them control what?
You want nothing but to annul before them and to support them in anything they decide on.
And I aim somewhere by that, by giving me to them?
Yes. As much as you subjugate yourself before the society, in the society, to that extent you'll discover how much the upper force that surrounds everything is making you important in the society. But that's not the reason why you're annulling yourself.
Rather,
you do it for the sake of annulment. Your goal is to annul your ego and to acquire in its place the quality of the Creator. On top of your ego, to acquire the quality of the Creator. You acquire bestowal on top of reception.
Okay, so what is mutual guarantee? How do you now define the mutual guarantee?
When I deliver myself to the society, and by that I acquire the attitude of each friend to the society, and in this way we are building the Creator in us, between us. He's not outside of us. As much as we can connect between us, we build him in this way, where he has to be revealed between us in this way. He is between us in practice, in actuality. Selling ourselves to the ten, by delivering, by devoting ourselves to the ten, we devote ourselves to the Creator, and we obligate this upper force to reveal itself. How do we bring the Creator closer? By annulling our ego.
Our second nature, habit becomes a second nature. So second nature is common for us in the ten?
Yes.
We're
advancing towards being in the ten as one. It's not simple. There's a lot of work there, and each one will discover just how much he doesn't want it, how much he is against it, how much he understands that he has to be connected to everyone and annulled before everyone, and he cannot do it. This is all along the way.
One more question, Rav. In the part of a habit becomes second nature, about stinginess, he says they can uproot a bad quality altogether. What does it mean? We learn that we're not to uproot any bad tendency.
We're not uprooting it, we're simply lower it in importance down to zero. And the Creator can bring it up whenever it is needed.
Thank you.
How many questions? Well, there's no choice. It's a very important thing.
Belarus. Rav, скажите, а вот в духовном первый фактор это неизменный, это основа.
Rav, tell us please, in spirituality, the first factor, the source that doesn't change, is the point of the heart, and the three others are all the rest. Interactions,
yes,
with the environment.
Yes, Moscow one.
Подскажите, вы сказали, что надо прийти к общему хиссарону и молитве многих, да?
Tell us, please. You said that we have to reach a common deficiency, the prayer of many, right? So how to start acting if you, in the end you reach helpless and powerless?
The feeling of helplessness that descends on a person is on purpose to help him incorporate into the friends. You don't have any power and you will not have any power. How can you, in spirituality and even in corporeality, but in spirituality, how can you attain anything if you're by yourself? You're not a vessel.
How to start acting? How to start performing an action if in advance you know that there will be no result from this action? Why should I do it?
The result will be in connection, through the connection in society. There will be the result. The result will be the Creator who is revealed in the ten. Otherwise, no.
Oh
boy. More questions.
No, ma anachnu naase.
What shall we do? Europe.
Being inside the ten, how do we choose and deepen this environment each day? What is this frame of the ten?
By talking between us about how to reinforce one another, and you'll see how it works if you'll discuss it. And you'll see the following day, is there any change in it? And if not, pray to the Creator. Why can't we feel any changes?
Okay.
PT25. Good morning. Rav, about the decision. We had an incident. We had a question and we didn't reach a decision. But it's as if the situation has come to a point where this subject was cancelled altogether and we stayed, each one in his own state. But it's as if everything's okay, everyone's happy, and it's okay. Everything fell into place, but I had a feeling that we missed an opportunity here. I mean, we were able to annul before each other. We didn't get decide. Then a third factor came and organized everything, but we lost the opportunity. So how to get the right decision? How to take the right decision in the 10?
So there's no decision. You've reached a new state and previous state was revealed, it's revealed, it's going to be revealed, don't worry. Your 10 is good, everyone is burning, everyone is advancing. You'll discover it in a few states from now. If you can't decide on the question that you can raise to the Creator, then let it go. In a few more states, a few more days, it will be revealed again.
But nonetheless, how can we build the environment? How can we build a situation where the moment we annul, each one annuls completely to the other? That's what I want to ask about. But when we don't annul, and the situation is seemingly has been missed, do you understand my question?
Nothing disappears, rather continue the way you continue, and you will see how all those states will get clarified. Rather, you wish for them to be clarified in the order that you understand, and you get, and they get clarified in a different order. The main thing is we learned today, in the beginning of the lesson, is that we want only one thing, the importance of the Creator, to rule over us, and for us to see that His glory fills the world.
How to turn this importance to something common, that not each one is thinking about himself?
Talk about that in order to ignite each and every one on the fact that the importance of the Creator is the only thing we need, that there's nothing else besides Him, and other than Him, we don't need anything. Where in each and every moment, I wish to feel that I am under His control. To such an extent that I'll feel that my hands and feet, my brain, my heart, they all work according to His direction.
Naggers.
Left. First one is Kiev.
Yes, dear Rav, according to what you said, it becomes clear that choosing the environment means to choose the connection between the souls.
Correct.
Between the parts of the vessel. So the question is how to choose correctly every time to rise in the degrees. You explained that according to this choice, we rise in the degrees of connection with the Creator. How to do it correctly?
The first thing is patience. This is the most important virtue. It's not you who decides what's happening.
then you're unhappy, or you're happy, this needs to be this way or another with your intellect. Rather, you are willing to bow your head before the actions of the Creator, who alone decides anything. And you're willing to accept each and every moment in as comfortable a way as possible. As much as your ego awakens and doesn't want it to happen this way and wants it to happen differently, you subjugate your ego, you're gonna hit it over the head, and you're willing to flow with the Creator. Then you'll see what it means to flow with it, with Him. It means to constantly subjugate yourself, or perhaps there are other actions available. We will see such actions in reception and in bestowal, especially in bestowal, where we begin to not only agree with Him passively, but agree with Him actively. And these are the degrees of bestowal, degrees of binah, and later even participate in His actions. And this is already the degrees where we receive in order to bestow. We'll learn about this. I can't... forbidden from running ahead. It's not correct pedagogically. Rather, gradually, or each one and all of us together will absorb these steps one after the other. The important thing is that during the day, you connect at least twice between you and you talk. You talk about these things. And as much as possible to go over the lesson again. And the last Nagar, PT 19.
I'm happy to hear. Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. You said one sentence that can summarize all the four qualities. You said that if we work together between us, every disturbance becomes help. What disturbance do you mean?
All the disturbances, it doesn't matter. There's nothing besides Him, and from the Creator we receive only the guiding forces towards the end of correction.
Why did He mention these four qualities we just read about?
That's what He found, corresponding to the four phases.
And these are the disturbances?
For the time being, in our will to receive, they are as disturbances. But if you rise above them as disturbances, they become guiding forces. In place of disturbances, guidance.
And this becomes help.
Yes.
I got it. Thank you.
Very good, man. Be'er Sheva, I forgot about another one.
Thank you very much, Rav. Good morning to the World 10. With your permission, Rav, there is this concept of you have made me. Is this about our rising above the bottom seven sefirot?
I don't want to hear about the lower seven sefirot. I'm sorry that I asked you. I don't want to talk about what we didn't discuss. Don't confuse others to show everyone that you're smart.
No, you have created me. That's what I want to scrutinize.
No. If I won't teach you, then I will never ask you again.
Thank you very, very much.
Internet.
From PT36, why is choosing the environment a free choice? Isn't it about the pleasure and pain of another person?
We discover free choice later when we go with the 10 and we build the 10 in such a way where we wish to detect all the forces in the 10 and arrange them so they will be similar to the Creator. Try, like kids who build sandcastles or build little figures out of clay, try to depict it in such a way where in the connection between us, where each one introduces a quality of his own, and from the connection, from the addition of these qualities, we are building the Creator. Meaning, through each and every quality of mine that I add to the connection between us, by that I annul my I, and I turn this quality to the force of bestowal. And in this way, from combining all the different bestowals, we build the Creator. What comes out to us from this mutual bestowal between us, this is the Creator, the upper force that's above us. Above us because, in general, each one raises this quality of bestowal above himself. Against his nature. There is the restriction, the screen, the reflected light. That's what we will later learn about and realize. And that's how we do it.
From Ita 3, we live in two environments, our material environment and Bnei Baruch. How can we interpret what we just read about the environment and the way it influences us?
The environment influences us with its spirit to connect, to reveal the Creator in all the tens and later in all of humanity.
From Latin 6, is there a fifth factor besides these four factors that is called the point in the heart?
The point in the heart is the beginning of the development of a person. And if it exists in him, he is ready for the spiritual development, and it's the first thing, it's the primary thing.
From Merkaz 1, how does these two settle? Place your hand on the good fortune. How does that settle with choosing a good environment?
Choosing the environment means to strengthen yourself in the environment to which the Creator has brought us. That's it. And this is the problem, that we can enter all kinds of societies. By the way, there are many groups that study the wisdom of Kabbalah and other such things that are close to it. And here you also have free choice. You can go and enter each and every one. We're not saying anything bad about anyone, as long as the wisdom is being disseminated. After I received from Rabash his archive, I distributed it among everyone. Let's say the book of Shamati that is now being published in several places. Other such things, because the main thing for me is to disseminate. So I didn't think that by others disseminating, they will be revealed and grow in the eyes of the human society at large. It's not important to me. It's also not important to me where you will study. Completely not important. As long as you reach the purpose of creation, the purpose of life. This is the first rule that has to be for a Kabbalist. And it's not simple. Evil inclination, the other side, Staha is working on it and constantly teases a person, how are you doing it, how are you, awaken others like that. But I'm hearing about people who were with us, and then later, for various reasons, it doesn't matter, they find themselves in other groups that study the wisdom of Kabbalah, or maybe not so much the wisdom of Kabbalah, but I don't know, but I'm happy nevertheless that something is happening for them, according to the way they see things. Let it be. Every person has a place that's more suitable for him. A person studies only where his heart desires. But the important thing is to maintain his free choice. to make a calculation. Is he being pressured to stay or to stay or to choose a better place, a more suitable place for him?
From PT 30, how can we choose a better environment every time if I'm in the same 10 and I can't move to a different 10?
It doesn't matter. The 10 that you're in will go through all kinds of states. I can't even imagine. It doesn't matter. You can stay in the same 10 and see how much your states will change. The Creator is already taking care of it.
Last question, Rav, from Kavu 4. If the 10 is idle for a long time and no action leads to a better state, should I think about changing my environment?
You should consider changing yourself.
I have a question concerning our free choice. Is it the choice of environment, or is it the choice of the intent to restrict in order to bestow? Is there a difference between those elements, or are they the same?
Everything is realized in the 10. Next.
Next question. Hello?
He said he has two questions.
Very well. It's still a question. There's no else besides him. So the Creator chooses our environment. So where's the free choice there? I mean, we have a choice to restrict, but do we have a choice to select our environment? How do we have a choice there?
Exactly, you're answering it precisely. That's why it's written. The Creator brings a person to the good fortune, places a person's hand on the good fortune, and what depends on the person is only the strengthening, only to strengthen it. And all the rest, the Creator is doing, just grow stronger in how you connect to the 10 you're in. Awaken them more, connect them more, embrace them, until you feel in the connection between you, the Creator.
Our choice is to agree. That's essentially what it is. We just have to agree. Whatever He's doing, the Creator is giving us. We just agree. Is that our free choice?
Adai? Ken?
Of course, yes.
Thank you, Rav.
Okay, friends, we need to make room for women. Where are they? Women.
Can me USA West 2?
Yes, from USA West 2, there's a question. Since it is said that the main environment is the 10, how can we change the approach to the work in the 10 so we don't feel too much of a routine, too much of a comfortable work?
Only the connection in the 10 can save us from any harm. Only additional connection.
From Hebrew, what are the signs for the right spiritual connection in a healthy environment?
To the extent that friends become closer to me, this is a sure sign that we are approaching spirituality.
Can we point at the main obstacle that stops us from connecting correctly?
The main obstacle is clear. It's the pride in each and every one. I wish to be more than everyone. I wish to decide things between us. I disagree with others. Rightfully or not. I feel inside of me that each time something is being revealed. Something in me awakens. And that is my evil inclination.
PT6, when we pray to the Creator in the tent, there is a feeling that we're talking and asking from something that is transparent. We don't know how to identify His response. How can we make a dialogue with the Creator with a clear response?
To the extent that we connect between us and we try to come out of ourselves and connect with others, by that we are creating the conditions for the revelation of the Creator, the feeling of the Creator. I seemingly create a reflected light in it by that. I raise it above me towards the friends, and then in this tendency to raise it above me towards the friends, in this inclination, I build the conditions for the revelation of the Creator.
They add to the question, still every day we're talking in the tent, we want to build the Creator between us, and it doesn't happen. So what should we improve?
What I already said, just try to rise above my ego and connect with the friends.
When a person places himself in an environment, can he count on it, the environment acting in a good way on him? We see that the importance of the environment sometimes decreases.
It's because you don't care about it. You have to start with it and end with it. Why else am I coming to the lesson? To learn how to connect all the way until we reveal the Creator between us.
What do I subjugate to in the environment?
Toward the central point in the society where everyone's hearts are.
How can the 10 choose a better environment together?
The 10 builds the good environment by choosing its more advanced state in connection. If each moment I am under the control of the Creator, doesn't it take the responsibility off of me?
No, I should always be responsible over everyone. Not by that to control everyone, but to be responsible over everyone. Like a mother caring about her children, so no harm will be inflicted on them, so that they'll play in a nice way and reach a good result. So she guards them. She helps them.
Last one from Latin 13. By annulling myself, do I acquire freedom?
By annulling myself, of course, only then do I acquire freedom. Yes? Freedom is the freedom from the angel of death, meaning from a person's nature. Well, and by this we go back to Tess.
Have a song and go to Tess.
Yes.
Суждено, преодолев туман, где правда есть, а где пустой мираж. Right. соединим, и мы достигнем нашей цели слиться с ним. Juntos en unidad, la solución en tus manos está. If your day feels like the night, I'll help you step into the light, because together we can make the darkness bright. Open your eyes,
open your eyes.
Oh, look up to the skies,
look up to the skies,
'cause if your day feels like step into the light, because together we can make.